Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am Sid Bart. I am Sid Bart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? President, CEO, Development Specialist, Inc. He's one of the a global problem solver, folks. He travels around the world helping companies and countries get themselves out of some serious problems, and just an amazing resource for us. We love having him on the show. He's an honest broker on many levels. And he's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Bill, when was the last time you were in China? The day before yesterday?
A couple of weeks ago, and I will be there. I will be in Hong Kong. It looks like I'm heading back to Qingdao as well in the very near future. So I'm a regular.
This is what I'm talking about. So I want to talk about the trade deals that we've gone over. And before we get into the China one, which I want to talk about in the next segment, can you talk to us about USMCA? This is the replacement for NAFTA. It's been signed.
It's not so much a replacement; it's son of, you know, like son of.
Son of. Okay. All right. There you go. What do you think about it? Is it an improvement? Is it going to help? Did it fix things? What do you think?
I don't know that it was broken to begin with. Obviously, if you were a free trader, it was not broken. But obviously, if you were a blue-collar worker, one could assume that you didn't like the effects of some of the free trade in terms of the fact that, you know, GM and other auto plant production people were moving plants immediately into Mexico for wage differential. The theory was, not to give you a lesson, but the theory was if we did free markets, that would help the Mexican economy grow as it serviced the U.S. market. Wages would rise in Mexico. They would roughly approximate the U.S.'s. And at some point, the growth potential would serve all the countries well. As you saw for a variety of reasons, the Mexican wages did not grow.
Did not happen. Yeah.
And so the temptation was to suck jobs down to Mexico and other locales so that they could save on labor rates. They tried to redress that, to make a long story short, with the MCA. They've done okay. I'm not sure they've done great. I think the real issue is, Jim, that unlike Japan and unlike China, the United States does not have a federal industrialization and manufacturing policy. We rely on the free markets, and to some extent that's great. To some other extents, when you look at DARPA and some of the other places in the Defense Department where they fund research, if we were to perhaps be a little bit more coherent in our policies as to industrialization and manufacturing, we might do a little bit better than just letting the free market alone dictate this, which under the NAFTA agreement obviously didn't do so well. That would be the political.
The USMCA thing fixes was it brought the intellectual property, the digital intellectual property element. Didn't it add that NAFTA really didn't incorporate?
Well, I recall Bill Clinton passing NAFTA and having this and the other president stand up at the press conference jokingly to support it. That was 1998, frankly.
Right.
There weren't a whole lot of people using the Internet in 1998,
right.
that's part of the issue. But I think what you're seeing is that the folks who produce content in the U.S. and produce intellectual property and the rest of the innovations, they're driving the process. And it's not just, you know, NAFTA and the rest of it. It's the Chinese economy and the trade deal, as you lead to the second segment. The preservation of intellectual property, digitalization rights, and the rest of it is going to become ever more important, and perhaps as just as important as where the plants are going to be that actually produce the cars.
No question about it. One of the things, though, I like to remind people about, and I'll get you to comment on this as we go to the break in a little bit, is I like to remind people that as much as we cluck and worry and wring our hands over the China deal, which is important, China, the business we do with China is less than half of what we do with our two neighboring countries, Canada and Mexico. The USMCA really should be a bigger deal than the China deal. What do you think?
I think it should be, but I also think that the fact there isn't the political differential, if you will, Jim, with China. I mean, we're not going to integrate the Chinese economy and political systems into the U.S.
Right.
Not so much with Canada and Mexico. Those countries are close to us. A seamless market for North America probably does make some sense if it's done right. And if you're talking about immigration worries and the rest of it, you'll notice that NAFTA and its progeny did slow down the immigration from Mexico measurably. It's now from Central America, not from Mexico. So
right.
The growth was there.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely.
It certainly needed some tweaking. Whether it needed tweaking with the baseball bat is the open question.
And when we come back, this what we were just talking about and what we're going to talk about is it free trade, folks? Is it a free trade agreement? Or are they managed trade agreements? And is that the right way to do it? And I'll get Bill Brandt to help us with that after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.